This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin and this is 6 Minute English, and today I'm joined as usual by Jackie Dalton.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Well, now we're well into the month of May and spring is well underway, so today we're talking about the modern attitude to spring cleaning and housework. Can you explain what spring cleaning is, Jackie?
Yes, spring cleaning is when you clean all of your house from top to bottom, including the bits that you don't clean very often.
Well, today people have a very varied attitude to housework. Some people spend a lot of time cleaning, others employ cleaners to do it for them, and some people do no housework at all, preferring to spend their free time doing something else completely.
Yes, and I recently heard of something called skimming, and this means that you spray a bit of furniture polish into a room to make it smell like you've been cleaning, but in fact you haven't done any at all.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. I might try that. But first of all, here's my question for this week. How many hours per week do you think the average woman spends doing housework? Is it A, 3 hours, B, 15 hours, or C, 20 hours?
Well, they all sound like far too much to me, so I'm going to go for the lowest one, 3 hours.
OK, well, we'll check your answer later. But first, let's listen to an extract which was recorded 20 years ago. It's with a lady called Edna McLaren talking about her mother and her attitude to housework when she was growing up. How do you think housework has changed over the years?
Monday was wash day. Tuesday, probably one bedroom. Wednesday, probably another. Thursday, she'd perhaps do the front room. And, of course, there's all the outside to do, all the fronts and the backs and the toilets. And then Friday, the carpets used to have to be taken up. And then the floor had to be washed and then polished.
Well, it seems women in the past had a very busy time cleaning their houses. It seems to have been a full-time job. Of course, now we have vacuum cleaners and washing machines to make our lives easier. I certainly wouldn't have time to do all that and have a job as well.
Well, yes, and many people do find it difficult to fit in housework around their full-time jobs and commitments, and some prefer to do the very minimum. In the next extract, you'll hear from a lady called Vivian Emery, who admits she doesn't spend much time tidying her house. Is her house messy or tidy?
The state of my house is reasonably tidy, especially the rooms you can see, but I'm not obsessive about anything. I mean, the kitchen's clean, but it's very untidy. Everything's on the worktops. The bathroom is clean, but not particularly tidy, and the downstairs loo, that's clean, but there's all sorts of Wellingtons and walking boots in there.
Well, it sounds to me that her house is fairly untidy, but she insists it's clean, and she said she wasn't obsessive about anything. Now, if you're obsessive, you're very interested or worried about something in an extreme way. For example, people can get obsessive about cleaning. They always want to make sure that everything is clean and tidy. She admitted that there's lots of clutter in her downstairs loo or toilet. Now, clutter is a word we'll be hearing later, and that means there's lots of junk and stuff which is just lying around the house, like piles of newspaper and books and things like that.
So what's your house like, Jackie? Do you have lots of clutter lying around, or are you a clean freak? A clean freak is when someone spends all their time cleaning and tidying.
Well, I'm certainly not a clean freak. I think my house goes through kinds of cycles. It'll be very messy and untidy and full of junk for a few days. And then when I can't stand it anymore, suddenly I'll start cleaning and tidy everything up.
Next, we're going to hear from somebody who's a professional cleaner. We're going to hear her talk about spring cleaning and having a clear out. A clear out is when you throw or give away lots of things in your house you no longer need. Can you hear some reasons why she says spring cleaning is a good idea?
But I think, you know, psychologically, more than anything, it's good to have a good clear out, you know, get rid of stuff. And it just kind of clears the air, it clears your head, open the windows, let the air in. And I just think it kind of lifts your spirits to be able to have less clutter around.
She said that spring cleaning clears the air and your head. So it not only makes things cleaner physically, but it also helps you mentally and makes you able to think more clearly. She also said that having less clutter lifts the spirits. If something lifts your spirits, it makes you feel happier.
I certainly agree with that. Maybe I'll have a clear out this weekend. So lastly, let's have a look at some of the words we've come across today.
Well, first we had to spring clean, which means to deep clean your house. This usually only happens once a year in the spring.
And then we had obsessive, which describes someone who's very interested or worried about something.
We had clutter, which means a lot of junk and stuff lying around everywhere, like newspapers and books and shoes.
A clean freak is somebody who spends all their time cleaning and tidying.
A clear out is when you throw or give away lots of things in your house you no longer need.
And to lift your spirits means that something makes you feel happier. And finally, let's go back to the question I asked you earlier. I asked, how many hours per week do you think the average woman spends doing housework?
And I said 3 hours.
And I'm afraid you were wrong. The average woman actually spends 15 hours per week doing the housework.
Wow.
Which seems like an awful lot when you compare it to the average man who spends just 7 hours. Something not quite right there, I think.
No.
But that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.